and I can reset that for you later on. But right now, we're talking Wichita State basketball. We're joined by the head basketball coach at Wichita State in his 11th year there. 2014 National Coach of the Year, a seven-time Conference Coach of the Year. He led Wichita State to six straight NCAA tournament appearances, including the Final Four. They're 2-0, they're number six in the AP poll, and they're at Cal on Monday. Greg Marshall is my guest. Greg, good to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jim. I thought you were talking about me there, being bent and irritable.
Nope. Never. I'd never say that about you, ever. I was talking about Nick Saban. Greg, but as always, listen, there's so many things I want to hit on with you, your program, your players, but before we get into any of that, how is life and what was your summer like?
Well, everything is really good, Jim. Everything is perfect, actually, with the exception of doing a little rehab on a shoulder surgery. I've been over 12 weeks now with a torn rotator cuff and a shredded labrum, so that is not fun. I say avoid it if at all possible. Stay young.
I was going to say, avoid the surgery or avoid ripping your arm out of its socket.
Both.
Right.
No, really, it's been a grind, man. I had to put the golf clubs up early this fall, and it's a shame because my wife has really started to play. So we've had a beautiful fall here, but I've been the caddy. I've been driving the golf cart.
I got you. So how far into the rehab are you? Are you almost done?
No, it's I'm over 12 weeks now post-surgery. The surgery was on the day of the eclipse, August the 21st. I was a little worried that the doctors and the nurses might leave my surgery and run out to check out the eclipse, but everything went pretty well, I think. The doctors are pleased, and the first 6 weeks you're in a sling, and then the painkillers wear off, or you kind of wean off those things, and it's a grind, man. It's a year to a year and a half, they say, before you're 100%, but 6 months, I should be very, very good. So, and right now, it's hard to tell if you don't know that I had shoulder surgery.
Good. Greg Marshall joining us. All right, then. You beat College of Charleston 81-63 on Monday night. It's a game where you went up against Earl Grant, who was an assistant with you for 6 years. What's it like when you go up against one of your former assistants?
It's not fun. I did not enjoy that. I don't know why we played the game, honestly. I knew that they were going to be really good. They played without one of their better players, Jarrell Brantley, so that probably had a big effect on them. Earl Grant's one of the rising stars in this business. He's taken his fourth year. This is his best College of Charleston team. They won 25 last year, and they're picked to win the Colonial Athletic Conference this year. So I was very pleased to get out of there with an 18-point win. I studied quite a lot of film because I knew Earl and my former point guard, as well as my former graduate assistant, Matt Breyer, is on his staff. So they knew our stuff inside and out. We weren't going to trick them or fool them, so we just had to out-execute them.
Greg Marshall joining us. All right, so Monday's game was also your 353rd game as the head coach at Wichita State. That ties you with Ralph Miller for most in school history. It's a really big number, and it's one that you don't get to without a lot of success. So what does that number mean to you?
Well, it first of all, Ralph Miller is one of the all-time greats. I mean, the guy had Oregon State number one in the country back in the 80s, I think, and he was also good at Iowa after leaving Wichita State. He was the career a leader in wins for a long time here at Wichita State. So it's awesome to be included in a sentence with Coach Miller, but it also just means that I'm getting really old, Jim.
Yeah, that not really old, just a little bit older. You want old, Greg. I'll tell you old. I interviewed Ralph Miller. I can remember when I got my career started that he was one of the guys that I put on my demo tape because I was so proud of talking to Ralph Miller and that he didn't chew me up and spit me out. So if you feel old, how about that? I interviewed that guy when I got into the business.
Ralph Miller was a dude. He was so tough.
He was.
And he started his career here at in high school in Wichita, and ultimately had that program in the 60s as being one of the top programs in the country. And then he had a great career wherever he went. Wins, plentiful wins soon followed.
Greg Marshall, my guest. All right, you and I are on the same page with him. Now, I wouldn't spend the whole interview talking about great moments from the past because you've got a loaded team that's got the potential for some great moments this season. But if you were to take me back to January of 2009 for just one moment, Creighton comes to town. You were 11-20 the season before. You had just dropped six games in a row, but you were playing in front of a blackout crowd and you crushed Creighton on the glass and you won that game. How big was that game for you and the program?
I think that was a turning point, Jim. I honestly believe we were not going anywhere in a hurry. And 0-6, we had just gone to Missouri State and gotten blown out. And I had met with my team for a long time in the locker room after the game, and just a real heart to heart, man. I let everybody talk, and I said, "What is going on? We should be better than this." And there was a full litany of excuses and all that, but we come back, and a testament to this program and this fan base, because the next game being 0-6, and as you mentioned, only winning 11 games in our first season, I'm thinking they're getting ready to boo us and run us out of town on a rail. Instead, the place is packed to the gills. Everyone's wearing black. The Shockers respond, and we end up really doing great things the rest of the year, and finishing 17-17 and got a cup of coffee and I think the CBI that year. So that was a real turning point. And from that point forward, it's been NIT championship and six straight NCAA tournament appearances.
Yeah, I mean, how about that? If you and I were talking before that game in 09, and I told you in a couple of years you'd win the NIT, you'd go to the NCAA Final Four, that you'd be one of the best programs in the country year in and year out, what would you have said to me then?
Well, I would have said, I want to see your world through your glasses, because they're very rose-colored glasses, man. You're feeling yourself. I just don't know how that's going to happen, but with diligence and strong work ethic and just getting the right type of guys in here that allow us to coach them, and they all have this talent that just needs to be uncovered and shined up, and then these guys become pros, they become graduates, and they become champions.
Greg Marshall joining us, Wichita State head coach. And I would imagine you would tell me that one of those guys is Landry Shamet. He dealt with that foot injury over the summer, but he had 17 in the opener, and then he had 10 against the College of Charleston. What do you make of how he's shown up in the first two games, and what kind of a year do you expect him to have?
Oh, it's really amazing, because this kid's worked really hard. It's his second foot surgery. 2 years ago, he redshirted when Ron and Fred were seniors. He would have really been a big help for us to make a even deeper run that year, but we elected to redshirt him. Last year, as a redshirt freshman, he burst onto the scene late in the season. Was tremendous in the NCAA tournament, especially against Kentucky. And then this year, he has to deal with it again. But he's rehabbed. The foot is healed. It's still a little bit of atrophy going on, and the ankle's kind of sore, but the actual screw of where it was put into the foot is 100% solid, and he's going to be a great player. Right now, he's not 100%. He's out there manning up and doing what he can, but he's going to be a pro eventually, and I don't know when that's going to be. It could be sooner rather than later. I don't know. But as long as we have him, it's just an honor to coach him, because he does things the right way, and he's so easy and fun to coach.
Well, and on top of that, there's nothing wrong. He may have an issue with the foot still, or at least it might not be 100%, as you point out. Nothing wrong with this kid's heart. Nothing wrong with his head. Going into the tournament last year against Kentucky, he said, quote, "I'm tired of people thinking that we're some punks, like we can't play. We show up every day. Our record speaks for itself. We beat good teams. We compete. We do all this stuff, and we're just as good, if not better, than everybody we play against." Look, I would imagine you always want to have a chip on your shoulder, but at the same time, do you feel like you're done proving yourselves to everybody else, that you've done enough that you no longer have to do that?
Nah, Jim, in this business, I think you have to prove yourself every time out. I really do. It's my coaching mentor, John Kress from the College of Charleston, had an expression: proud peacock one day, feather duster the next. And you're only as good as your last performance. And you've got to, whether you're College of Charleston, Wichita State, or Kansas, you've got to go out every night and perform and prove, you know, that you can do it at a very high level. And we're right up there with the Redwoods now. I mean, we're dealing with the big boys, and we're excited about this challenge we have upcoming in Maui, the Maui Invitational. And we have Cal on Monday. If we win or lose, we're going to play VCU or Marquette. And then you've got Michigan and Notre Dame and LSU and those type guys on the other side. So there should be some great basketball being played on the island. And hopefully you guys will get a chance to tune in.
You're not playing. You're not messing around. And I want to make the point that since that Final Four run, you've beaten Indiana, Kansas, Arizona in the tournament, all the bluest of the blue bloods. So it says a ton about the program. Listen, Greg, one last thought. It's been a tough, tough offseason for the sport of college basketball overall. What's been your reaction as you've watched it all unfold and play out?
Well, you know, I've been in this business 33 years, Jim, so you know there's some stuff going on. You just don't know how or who or – but now when the FBI gets involved and, you know, people could actually go to jail, it's a wake-up call. To be honest, I'm kind of glad. I don't want to see anyone go to jail. I really don't. I want them out of our game if that's what they're doing. But I want to see the playing field leveled. You know, it's almost like there should be a championship for those who do and a championship for those who don't. And it's just ridiculous that people are doing this they're trying to enrich themselves and make money off the backs of kids. And it's ugly. And I hate it. But you know what? There's bad people in every profession. And unfortunately, ours is public right now, but there's a ton of people that do it right. And, you know, every day they're improving the lives of the young people that they work with and coach. So just, I know there's a lot of negativity right now and with what's going on with the UCLA thing and whatnot, but honestly, our guys aren't perfect and I'm not perfect, but I tell you what, it'd be hard for you to find a group of young men, 17 young men with higher character as a group than what we have in that locker room.
Wichita State is 2-0. They're number 6 in the AP poll, and they're going up against Cal on Monday night. Their head coach, Greg Marshall, obviously always one of the first guys I run down at the start of the college basketball season. Greg, it's great to have you back on. Good luck rehabbing that wing, and I know you and I will do it again before the end of the season, and I will look forward to it.
Absolutely, and check us out, man. We're on 26 times nationally this year, so watch us.
That's great. I love that. Greg Marshall, my guest. All right, Greg, thanks so much. 26 times they're on this year. So watch us is right. Listen, if you haven't watched them, at this point, there can't be anybody who's a college basketball fan who doesn't know about that program, doesn't know about that coach, doesn't know how they go about it. But you should watch them. These guys play hard, always. They play angry, always. And they're loaded, again.